Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The financial world is ready to go to a digital currency. That's the headline. Ron Murrow comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Now, I also understand that the central banks are putting together a framework for a digital currency. How will that come together?
On April 29th of this year, the BBC reported that the coronavirus accelerated the decline of cash usage. The lockdown has led to a 60% fall in the number of withdrawals from cash machines, causing experts to say that the future of cash is at risk. So most small businesses have been restricting the use of cash since March, and while most central banks are telling the public that digital currency is not meant to replace cash, the facts on the ground tell a different story. In fact, if we work backwards from what we know from Bible prophecy, the opposite is true.
That is the ultimate goal as we look forward. How could it ultimately go into a total digital money? And is that possible in the near future?
You know, on September 26th, Cleveland Fed President Loretta Mester announced in a speech on central bank digital currencies, now they're called CBDCs for short, that recent legislation has proposed that each American one day will have an account with the Fed in which digital dollars could be quickly deposited to be used for emergency relief. Two things immediately are accomplished with that. Cash is eliminated and the central bank has control of everything.
Boy, that does sound very similar to what the Antichrist will use as foretold there in Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 and 17. You're a student and teacher of Bible prophecy. Does it not sound very much like that end time scenario to you, Ron?
Correct. For an authoritarian government to have complete control over every financial transaction, central banks will likely begin consolidating and eventually there will be only one.
Ron Murrow explaining how the financial world could switch very quickly to a digital currency and do that in the near future. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Ron's report sounds very much like the prophetic scenario that is found in the book of Revelation, chapter 13. This chapter in God's Word is the most detailed information on how the Antichrist will set in place an economic system, a worldwide system for each person on earth to participate in order to be able to buy and sell. In fact, to be able to sustain life. That's Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 and 17. This one world economic system will be headquartered in Babylon, the literal city of Babylon. That's Revelation chapter 18. The stage is set for these prophecies to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...